guys. Welcome to the TWG Nintendo Podcast. This is number 8, I believe. This is Kevin, also known as Black Knight, speaking. We have JP.
What's up, guys?
And we have Rich.
Hello.
So here's the crew, and here's a list of topics we're going to talk about. First things are a site redesign. Second is interviews that we've done. Third is the EA event, Bad World, Motion Plus Delay, Nintendo's teaser email, Excitebots, and Resident Evil. So, first thing was for site design, so I'm going to leave that to JP, so take it away.
Yeah, so we have, I guess, just one announcement. We're going to do a redesign to the website. This is not going to be like the other redesign. It's going to be a really full-blown out redesign. We have a survey going on. If you go to our website, twgnews.com, you will see on the top right corner on top of the ad, the square ad, you will see a link that says, please take our survey. If you click there, you'll go to our survey and you can take it to help us out make a better website. We have a full design of the website. It's going to have a bunch of stuff that you guys probably love. So take the survey, please. I think that's it. Now, I guess we're going to talk about some games that we have been playing this past 2 weeks. So, Kevin?
Okay, first game, you know, that I'm playing is like NHL 9 for the Xbox 360. For the Wii, I've been just playing Metroid Prime 2 still. And great game, by the way. And just Final Fantasy 12, I'm almost done that, but Resident Evil 5 comes out today, so I'm probably going to pick up that and start playing and killing Africans.
That's so wrong.
I didn't mean it like that, you know what I mean? I was just alluding to the racist comment thing that, you know, people say it was. It's a Resident Evil game, I mean, come on. It's set in Africa, what else are you going to see?
White people.
Exactly.
Thank you. Okay, Rich. So, Rich, what are you playing, man?
Deadly Creatures, I'm finding there's a bunch of bugs in that game, and all too
no
literal.
Punning going on there?
Yes. Yes, extreme.
You saw the irony there, though, right? Some
irony
bugs.
Or coincidence. You can't figure it out, man. But yeah, there's, like, bosses will, like, get caught around and stuff, and just all over the place, just skipping, and it's all right. Without that, but I don't know. Also, some WiiWare stuff. Yoshi's Arcade. I don't know how to say that, but that's freaking addicting. Some Tribes 2. Still alive, people. Yes, it is. And that's about it. What about JP?
I rented MLB 2K9 last week, and I can say that that game sucks, and that you should not even rent the game. I feel bad because I rented the game, so just don't waste your money on the game. I mean, at the beginning, it was horrible, then it got a little better, and then a little better, but at the end of the day, it still sucks. So if you want, you can read a review of the game. It's on our website. You can click on where it says Wii, and then click on Wii Reviews, and it will be like the first one over there. And that's about it. I'm probably gonna buy later today, Mad World, to see how that
I'm gonna
is.
Buy that too when I get funds. Yeah, that was in the podcast that will be deleted. You guys missed.
And mine should be arriving in the mail today.
So we're all gonna get Mad World tomorrow or someday soon.
And you should too.
So I think we're gonna start with the news and Kevin.
For the interviews.
Yeah. So we have 3 interviews going on. Our first one is already published and you can read it in the website. You can click on editorials and then click on exclusive and then interviews. And we had the first one was with Ronimo Games. Those are the people from the idea of the original The Blob, and they are making Swords and Soldiers where we were. And we talked with them about the game and they gave us a lot of details about it. They also mentioned that currently they're working on a new project that will probably be another WiiWare title, but they're not sure yet. So, I don't know. What do you think, Rich, that their new game is?
I have no idea. But Swords and Soldiers is a whole, like, a totally unique game. So, there's no idea of what it could be. It could go either anyway, you know, because you know they went from The Blob to Swords and Soldiers. That's kind of a totally big jump in genre. So it could you know, be a racing game for all we know.
And by the way, for those of you who don't know what Swords and Soldiers is, I would recommend you to read the review, the interview. They put like all the details about the game, and it really sounds like a good, you know, fun strategy game that you guys should look forward to. And about
find out how freakishly large their big peppers are.
Yeah.
About that.
I like the concept, though. They're like the Vikings. They want to make the biggest barbecue ever.
Yeah, or
something. And they're looking for the pepper, something like that. It's crazy, though. But about the...
I got a question.
Yeah.
Did you remember to mention our RPG idea?
Of course not.
Drop the ball yet again.
This not
actually,
this,
two times. Two
it's
times.
Not the same people. I can't ask them.
Why can't you? You might as well. You got an interview with them. You can... pitch our idea. You never know.
We can talk. The only interview that we have left is with Eduardo, the Samurai Toaster. We can ask that.
You know, you better. Yeah. You have warning, JP. So you know, you better ask him. Throw that in at the end of the podcast. Hey, you have an idea. Would you like to try it out? And please try it. I put our names in it.
We've had three interviews and we've forgotten all three times in like the last week. So sorry, man.
All you guys do is drop.
Drop it and pass it on down as far as we can go.
But I was thinking, like, the new project that they're doing, what if they do, like, the Blob sequel? Even though it was already announced that the people, they're going to do a sequel. Not them, but the other guys. Yeah, THQ. But
the THQ goes under.
Yes.
It could.
Right.
It could, you know.
It could.
Deadly Creatures, you know, stop bringing it up.
Yeah. It was that,
And... also, they mentioned that they already have plans for the sequel, Swords and Soldiers. They're going to check if it sells well, which hopefully it will. And they said they already have papers and papers and papers of story and details about the sequel. So, check out the interview if you like it. Download the game. They said it's going to be probably less than 1,000 points. So, it's not going to be that expensive. And let's change our topic to something else.
Mention the guys with Midtrip Beat. We're doing an interview with them on Monday.
Oh yeah.
And on the same day that Midtrip Beat is gonna be out on WiiWare. So check that out.
Yeah. We're going to have an exclusive interview the same day it comes out. It's going to be really interesting, though. We have a lot of questions, a lot of new questions, and hopefully we'll get something out of it. So look forward to it. It's going to probably publish in the afternoon. So look forward to that Monday, next Monday.
And then Eduardo
the Samurai Toaster. That's coming up too soon.
Samurai Toaster. Two really opposite things. Samurai and Toaster.
He's a toaster.
Brave little toaster. He wasn't a samurai, but he was brave.
But let's switch topics to it's kind of like another announcement. If you guys know Rob, he makes the Starstruck series. He's a really cool guy, and you guys should read his articles. And I mean, he was going to do a world record for playing some game. I forgot the name, but he didn't have time. So this week, I believe Wednesday, he flew to San Francisco, I believe. And he went to a Wii community EA Sports event where he's playing. Well, I think he's coming back today, but he was playing some unreleased EA Sports game. Probably Tiger Woods and Grand Slam Tennis and hopefully some other games like Fight Night 4 or something. And he also was going to talk to Peter Moore. He was going to have an interview with him. So look forward to that. We're probably going to have those exclusive next week. Some hands-on and the interview with Peter Moore.
Yes, TWG has probably penetrated the gaming industry.
Yes.
Finally did it, boys. You know, money, woo! You know, hats all around. Cute monkey.
Bring me the monkey.
Yep, there he goes, you know. So, you know, doing good things, man. Support us.
Yeah,
Guess this is a good time to mention. I'd be surprised for you guys too. I might be able to get it into the Game Developers Conference.
What?
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
I got
I'm not 100%. Not sure if I'll be able to get the ticket or not. But It's a possibility.
Hopefully you will get it, cause
how are you pulling this off? How many people are you sleeping with?
Too many to mention, man.
At the same time?
Yes, my booty hole is just gaping right now.
But Rich, if you do get into GDC, make sure, cause Alex, the president, the CEO of Gaijin Games, yeah, he already told us if any of us is going, we can have a video interview with him. So,
oh, that's
good, man.
Yeah, man.
AP, man.
We're
making connections,
we're
man.
We're making connections, man. Contacts.
Look at where we started from. You know, when we started the site to now.
No. I mean, if you look to when the site started, we were a Pokemon team. A Pokemon clan. I mean, from that to now,
JP was a Pikachu of our Pokemon team.
Exactly. But doing good things. Hopefully you guys will support us. Go to our website, cwgnews.com. And with our redesign, seriously, the redesign is kick-ass. You guys are going to love it. So make sure you do that survey, please. So I'm gonna leave it to Kevin, so he will be our spokesman, and we will start with the news.
Okay, so I guess we're gonna be talking about Mad World. You know, we kind of talked about it a bit, but I guess we're gonna go a bit more in depth. So, JP, man, Mad World, what's there not to like?
Nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah. At the beginning when it was announced, I had not problems, but I thought it was too much gore. But I mean, I find it fine. The only problem was we neither of us have played the game yet. I mean, I'm gonna start playing it today, tonight. But looking at the gameplay videos, I have seen a lot of repetitive moves, and hopefully that's not the case. Hopefully they were just like people who didn't know how to use different stuff. But the game is looking incredible, and from most of the websites out there, it's getting 90, which is close to the same that Resident Evil 5 is getting. So,
you could say that Mad World is getting maddeningly high scores.
Right? That was terrible.
That was bad.
Much too many Rubik's Claws for you, Rich.
Yes.
If you had Rubik's Claws, you'd probably be passed out.
But just in case, our review is coming up next week. You guys should look forward to that, too. And talking about Resident Evil 5, we have a review already, so...
Wait, we have a Resident Evil section on our podcast, man. Don't break...
But that's for Resident Evil Dark Side Chronicles.
But we can mention Resident Evil as stuff, right? It's related in relation.
Well, yes. Whatever.
You picked the topic list, man. I'm just trying to follow the guideline that you set.
You're the one that always goes off. We're talking about malware, and you're going to start talking about some butcher or something like...
I didn't even mention it. It wasn't even my turn yet to mention anything. I'm waiting for my turn. Okay. Then, you know, if I go off topic, then you can, you know, you can put me back in my Pokeball or whatever.
I don't know. About my world, I'm just going to buy it today, hopefully. So, I don't know. Let's sneak.
I don't know. I'm wondering about all the... it may desensitize us all.
It's a video game.
You guys... I don't know. You guys
it's
heard
a video
of
game,
the...
man.
You guys heard of the I don't know what company it was or what organization. The people that said that, the Wii audience is family friendly and this game is gonna like...
It's with all these weird people, like video games are the problem of society. It's like they need something to play. Mad World's coming up, let's blame that. Resident Evil's coming, let's blame that one.
I'm just saying, man, you know, if thinking about, you know, in reality, you're saying in a video game you want more gore and stuff, you wouldn't be asking for that in reality, you know. Like, you would want to see as little gore as possible.
You know what I'm talking about? The guys that said that, like, specifically, that the Wii is a family-friendly console and that family is its audience and that they shouldn't have released, like, a mature game because all games on the Wii are, like, kiddie games or something like that. It was an IGN and go Nintendo.
Whatever. Like, there's been Emery games before Mad World, so, like, it's really just the guy just saw Mad World and then, you know, just, okay, this game is damn fun. I'm rated. It shouldn't be there. Like, this guy doesn't know anything. He just saw Mad World and decided to rag on it. Whatever. And even so, they have parental controls on the fucking Wii. So, you know, anytime you want to block a game from your kid playing, you just put on the parental controls and done.
Yeah, that's, but I'm just thinking, you know, normal to want to see that kind of stuff, you know? It seems kind of weird.
Okay, JP, do you mind if I go off topic now?
Yeah.
Oh, you do? Okay.
No.
I've got a funny story in my policing class.
Oh my goodness, here we go.
Okay, so basically, we have a, in the Canadian law, you can become a prostitute, right? Hey, stop that. I'm gonna come over there and strangle you with my microphone cord. She mentioned five guys. So basically, they raped her and they videotaped all the shit, right? They raped her and after that, they dismembered her, alright? Like, you know.
Well, what if actually he was playing Mad World and then he thought it was real life?
So, in Mad World, you're not picking up a hooker and dismembering her. I'm just saying.
You dismember guys.
Yeah, but it's done in a comedical sense. You have announcers in the game.
I know. I just think like that, everybody.
I mean, I know what Rich is saying, though, because, like, if you read the interview with the people that made the game, they're Platina Games, they are Japanese. And whenever they were making the game, I believe they said that they stopped making a game, like, whatever they wanted. And whatever they did was the main guy told the developers to make the, like, the worst game. Like, what the Chinese will think that will be, like, the worst game ever, like in gore and all that. Like, whenever they were making the game, they were disgusted every time they made something, like, you know. But and like when they show it to the Western people, like people from America or something, they were like laughing about it and liked it. So that's how they got into, you know, making so much gore in the game. You know what I'm talking about?
Like, have you seen like some of the Japanese stuff? Like, not exactly, you know, kid friendly either.
Yeah,
but I'm just saying.
Like, you know, it's not like, you know, they're making this just for a Western audience, and then they're not selling it to Japan. It's selling in Japan too, right? Not only that, but even some like the older Japanese samurai movies, they're pretty gory for their day, right? And those weren't even released in the States unless you go, you know, buy it underground.
I remember some of them. There was one that looked like some guy like really broke his leg in the film. It was crazy. Like, oh, dude, you just jumped out from like a three-story high tree. Boom, and it's late. Just goes all weird. Some crazy crap out.
Still, like, to blame a game like Mad World, and then you have other games too that are just as, like, maybe not as gory in the literal sense, but have the same sort of gore in it. You know, like, Gears of War, you're chainsawing people, but no one ever said anything about Gears of War, but all of a sudden, on Wii and Mad World, knows, you know? Problem.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, come on, man. Like, you're chainsawing a guy, and then even when you chainsaw the guy, you can kick his parts around. It's true.
Anyways, let's...
Hold on, one thing I want to talk about Mad World. Do you guys hear the soundtrack yet? It's pretty kick-ass.
I haven't heard it yet. I've heard little sound bits from the...
I've heard like a couple tracks off it. Like, I like the sound, man. I was surprised. I didn't think I would like it at first.
It's kind of like a bunch of hip-hop stuff with a lot of cursing.
I don't know, but it kind of reminds me of, like, you know, you ever remember Jet Set Radio? Kind of like that popish rap almost. I would think I would put it in there. Like, you know what I mean? That sort of sound, I kind of see it in Mad World a bit. I don't know, maybe, because I like the soundtrack in Jet Set Radio, so, and I'm liking the tracks in Mad World, so, I'm just saying, sounds really good for me. Yeah, okay, I guess we're gonna move on then. So, next is, Motion Plus delayed. Oh no, Tiger Woods! I'd be very disappointed if Motion Plus gets delayed.
Yeah, it's just a rumor right now, but...
I mean, I don't think it's a rumor. The thing is, Nintendo's clever, though. I like the comment that they made when they were contacted about the fact of the delay. They were like, well, we never announced a release date, so it wasn't actually delayed.
It did, man.
I mean, they said quarter in spring. Yeah, spring 2009.
Yeah, spring. But that puts it in, like, you know, Q2.
Yeah, but they're just being clever. They're like, well, we never announced a release date, like a date that we will release it.
Being clever or
so.
Being dicks?
Well, both.
Well, spring goes on for, like June or something like that.
Yeah, but they released the quarter two games that they were gonna release, and Wii Motion Plus or Wii Sports Resort is not on the list.
Should be.
And it should be. That's the problem. They're like, oh, we never announced a release date, so we.
I'm gonna be a little pissed off because, you know, Tiger Woods, one of the main draws is using Wii Motion Plus. And so if the game releases before Wii Motion Plus and you don't have it, it's like, gotta buy it, like, separately, right?
Yeah. But I mean...
And if they don't sell it separately, then you gotta buy a Wii Sports Resort. If they don't sell it separately, how else are you gonna get it?
I mean, they're probably gonna sell Motion Plus with Wii Sports Resort, and then they're gonna sell Wii Motion Plus separately for other Wii modes.
You don't know that for sure, though.
But
all we
they
know
have
is 100%
to.
Is that gonna be packed in, right? We don't know.
It's gonna be. It's probably gonna be packed in, but they're probably gonna sell it separately because they have to sell it separately. Because you know, I have three Wiimotes, and if I want to play with Wii Motion Plus with other people, I have to buy a new one. I'm not gonna buy a Wii Sports Resorts again.
Yeah, you know? Well, I don't think they're gonna. That's gonna be a problem because they did that with the Wii Speak. They've done it with all the controller add-ons too. So it's probably a definite thing that's gonna be sold separate too.
Oh yeah, I guess so. I never thought of that.
Yeah. So, but I mean, still, like, I understand Tiger Woods with Wii Motion Plus. And by the way, I saw some videos about it, and it's looking pretty neat. The controls, it's still not one to one. I guess since they're the first ones to use it, they still don't know how to manipulate it well enough to actually make the one to one experience. Well, it was pretty close to it. But I was gonna mention that and even though if it releases, which is probably gonna release after Tiger Woods, which I think comes out June 16, isn't it? Yeah, I think they said Grand Slam Tennis and Tiger Woods will both release in June 16, if I'm not mistaken. That was yesterday. Yeah. Even though if they don't have Wii Motion Plus, I'm pretty sure their Wiimote controls are still pretty tight, and people.
I'm not saying, but the Wii Remote Plus gives it. And, like, you know, a better sense of accuracy, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, you're sort of losing, like, you know, one of the draws with the next Tiger Woods, at least from, like, you know, not from actual gameplay, but, you know, from what we understood was that, you know, would be packed in Wii Motion Plus, but over the top. Now, you know, it will support Wii Motion Plus, but you gotta wait until it comes out. It's, like, being part of the game, and the full game was really meant to take advantage of Wii Motion Plus.
Well, then, here's the solution. Since the game is coming out, wait until the Motion Plus comes out, and it'll probably be a reduced price by then.
I know, but when the game comes out, you want to get, you know, a game that you're really excited for. You want to get it first day.
Yeah, and you probably will want to get the Wii Motion Plus, too.
He doesn't
want
to save 10 or 15 bucks, you know?
Like, I don't want to buy Wii Sports Resort. I don't know. That game doesn't really interest me, but I want to buy Tiger Woods.
I get Wii Sports Resort. I like the sword fighting.
Red Steel 2!
What?
JP's game, Red Steel 2.
I had a dream about Red Steel 2, actually.
You dream of a video game. Dream about girls, damn it.
Is that, I just remember that I had a dream about Red Steel 2. Like, just right now when you mentioned. And, like, my dream.
That you were the master of unlock.
No, I was playing. Like, the worst thing was, in my dream, there was no sword fighting because they couldn't figure out how to implement it with Wii Motion Plus, so they just took it out.
Sounds like a Ubisoft movie.
Wow, that's one heck of a dream there, buddy.
But anyways, I don't know, it's not gonna affect me. I don't really care right now about Wii Motion Plus.
It's supposed to make the Wii Remote work like how it's supposed to work in the first place.
That's what makes
maybe me. That I'm scared about
maybe.
It though.
It's a maybe now.
I mean, I'm scared about it because if you see footage from Tiger Woods,
well, man, that's still a ways away, right?
What? I mean, yeah, but, like, you know, it's not, it doesn't look one-to-one, it still has some little problem. I mean, it looks great, I mean.
This is why developers don't like showing shit early, because people look at things that are early and assume that, oh my god, the game's gonna play like this. It's terrible.
I mean, remember, if you
the
think
first
about
time they showed Doom 3, and someone, you know, someone stole the source code and put it online, and people were downloading it and didn't realize there was a demo that had bugs in it. And they're saying, oh my god, Doom 3 has bugs. No, the game sucks. Even though, like, the game is not finished yet, man. You can't say this is how it's gonna be when the game's not finished.
Well, I mean, they had 2 months to fix whatever they had to fix.
I don't like it.
But I think, no. Are we moving on now?
Next is Nintendo's teaser email, which I will like Rich to say. Take it away.
Alrighty then. Nintendo sent out an email, I guess. It's just right now until it's confirmed by another source, I guess. Sent out an email with all of a few words in the heading that said the legacy began. You open up the mail and it said more than 10 years ago or something like that, or over 10 years ago. And referring, I guess it's just a teaser for a new game that's coming out, a revival of some sort possibly.
I have a question though. Who was the website that got that email? Because I mean, I have a account with Nintendo and I don't know, I didn't receive anything. I don't know if
I've never heard of the people before. Nobody else has said anything about receiving an email.
Not even IGN.
Yeah, so it could be, you know, nothing. I don't even know the website's name. Let me look it up.
I mean, I know that Go Nintendo put it up, and I don't know where they got it from, but I mean, the email, it looks, the letters and all that, it looks kind of like Pokemon. But it says like 10 years ago, so I have no idea.
The site's called Game Tactics. The site is called Game Tactics.
Game Tactics?
As in like military tactics. It shows just a screen cap of it, I guess. It's just a black background with a red stripe in the back. Words more than 10 years ago.
I heard that it could be Star Fox.
It could be just somebody messing with them. I mean, I doubt.
That's true.
I mean, it says they are the only ones who got the email, and like it was like a press release. They saying like it was like a press release. They sent that email to them or something.
Yeah.
And the
why would they only send them a press release though? That's kind of like you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's kind of strange, and it's like
now that I look at it, it looks kind of like Photoshop, simple thing. Yeah. But, I mean, it can still be true. I'm not, but...
Yeah, it's, I think it is, though. Like, you know.
I mean, it can be true, but I'm just saying, like, I don't think it's, like, fact. It should be a rumor for now till, like, we get something else.
I'm open to Star Fox, man. I really want a Star Fox game.
Me too.
A Star Fox where you stay in the fucking plane and don't get out of that plane.
Yeah,
dies in the beginning.
A Nintendo 64 game. Now. Yep.
Exactly.
Except,
you know, I didn't mind the tank so much. The way they did the tank there, you know.
The tank was cool, though.
Submarine thing.
It's called the Landmaster.
Landmaster!
The Landmaster was cool, though. I enjoy playing that.
No, like, you know what I mean, though? Like, I mean, not this, you know, I'm on foot, and I'm doing this, and...
No. Please don't do that.
Keep it in some sort of vehicle, and leave him there. And then Slippy dies in the beginning, you know. He goes, come on, tell me!
You sound the same as him. That's hilarious.
I'm trying to save you from
podcast. And then Fox is like, we died. Damn you, Andros.
Andros.
And then there we go. He flies his way to victory. Remember when voice acting, you know, I remember when the first, well, like, not the first stuff for Fox, but the one for 64 came out. It actually had voice acting. I was like, wow, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Every game you can do voice acting now. But nope.
What happened to Zelda? We want some voice acting in Zelda.
Hey, I don't know. I don't want to have a problem with, you know, Legend of Zelda having voice acting. People are really against that.
I have no idea why either.
I mean, I guess they're scared that, like, it's going to ruin the character because since he never...
Like, you know, if you don't change the design, the game is going to become stale. That's with any franchise. Yeah. It's like if Mario... You know, everyone loved the Mario game, but if you didn't go to 3D, it would be so stagnant. It would be like Sonic. You gotta change the game sometimes.
Then he'd be using his sword and cutting down.
It's so bad how far Sonic's gone from being, you know, back in the day in the Sega Genesis games, he was like, you know, it was a, you know, those games are so fun to now. It's like, you've lost all essence of what Sonic was.
Yeah, like Unleashed were just halfway there, man.
Like, they had it there, they had the formula there, and then they're like, they need more sword. I think, you know, Sonic maybe needs to go back to his roots, whereas other franchises of Zelda need to evolve a bit more.
Yeah, they need to do a Capcom and go...
Yeah, like, well, we've talked about it before, but maybe the best thing for Sonic, maybe we could possibly go on, like, a WiiWare, Xbox Live Arcade, or PlayStation Network, you know, 2D game. Why not? Easy to develop, easy to make. You have the tech already there. You could just, you know, say it's going to be like the classic one, have the 16-bit old textures or whatnot. Or even go 32X. Sonic CD. But I didn't like Sonic CD. I liked the music, but I didn't like the game.
I remember playing that demo at Toys R Us.
Okay. So I guess we'll move on and talk about Excitebox. I'm not looking forward to this. I don't know why. It seems a little too weird in Japanese for me. Animals driving game.
Yeah,
I don't
like
know.
Robots or... Or animal shaped or something like that. It's supposed to be like that's like
shit.
Yeah, I don't know. Kind of seems out there to me too.
JP man, what do you think?
I think they should just stick with Side Truck and do a sequel. I mean, the game looks. I mean, I'm not even the slightest interested in that game.
Sidebots has online. That's one thing.
Yeah,
I look
forward to. 6 players online.
The Sidebots. I'm not gonna. It's the only thing that worries me about the game is like. It was just announced, and now it's coming, like, very soon.
Yeah.
Right? 1 month, man.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's good that it has online, though, so that's...
Why couldn't they just, you know, not only that too, but doesn't the game look similar to, like, Side Trucks? Like, they didn't do anything with the environment, like, you know, they're just reusing a lot of the old stuff and just throwing in, like, half-bot, half-animal things.
The thing is that they're using scenarios from Side Truck. And they're making new ones too, so...
It seems very lazily, like a lazy game, though. Like, you gotta see that, right?
Yeah, I do. I mean, it's like Excitebox with new trucks and cars and stuff, with a few new ramps added here and there. But I don't know. I've never played. I didn't play the first Excite Truck, so
I thought Excite Truck was all right. It had some. I just think it had some issues, but it was fun for like a launch game. It's a good rental.
See, it could. This one could be good too. I don't know. It just a little big. Is where, you know, you got these big ass monster truck animal things racing in a realistic environment. So it kind of doesn't seem too good of a combo.
Yeah. So someone who ate some shrooms made up one day said, so, ate some shrooms, you're like, fuck, we need some fucking animals in this game, man.
Is that a big ladybug car going down the
street? Or she's like, or you're like, you just stare at a bug, he's like, I got the perfect game. He had a moment of epiphany when he saw a bug racing game, but they're not bugs, they're robots. They drive like a car.
Look at the gears inside of them, man. It's all turning at the same time.
But I don't know, man. I play.
We don't know enough about the game. Like, there hasn't even been a hands-on yet, so, you know, it could be good.
I mean, it can be good. I mean, any racing game on the Wii can be excellent. The question is, will you guys buy it? I mean, I played Excite Truck like 2 months before the Wii was released on this. You know, they did the little tours thing in different cities. That was like before the Wii launch. I played Excite Truck and it was a good game. But it was
a good launch game. It was a good launch game. Huh? It was a good launch game.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it was good, but it wasn't a game that, like, I personally was going to be, like, buying. Like, I would be like, oh, damn, this is so cool. I'm going to buy this game tomorrow. Like, man, it's a cool game. It's just, like, not, I don't know.
Oh, my God. It wasn't a must-have game. It was, like, dollar bin or, like, you know, reduced price, maybe.
Exactly.
Is that what you mean?
Kind of, yeah.
It seems like a lazy game from what I've seen, but we haven't played it, so we don't know. So I guess we're going to move on. Okay, So next we're going to talk about JP's favorite announcement, I think. Yep. Resident Evil, Mark Sackbog. See, like, you guys just wrote, like, R-E-D-S, like, S-C. Like, I know I'm a Resident Evil fan, but I just heard about the game this morning.
Yeah, so, let's
see. It looks really good.
Let's let JP weigh in, because we know what JP's going to say.
No. Like, we got those screens, like, early in the morning yesterday, and the game looks amazing. Like, it just looks incredible. It's, like, one of the best games I ever. I mean, Resident Evil, you know Resident Evil. They always have these, like, great graphics on the Nintendo systems. The game looks incredibly good. There's a trailer, too, and it looks good how everything is. I mean, you cannot see a lot, but, I mean, you can see, like, the way they're walking, like, how the camera moves from side to side, and, like, where they're reloading and all that crap. Like, you see the camera move and all that. Like, you kind of, like, feel like if you're inside, you know, if you are the one playing the game. But, you know, yeah, it looks great. It will play great, because, I mean, you point and shoot, whatever. The only problem is another on-rail shooter. And one of the problems is that a couple of days before, they announced that Capcom said that they were gonna, that we gamers who are Resident Evil fans, we're gonna be really happy soon. And then they released the announcement of a sequel to Umbrella Chronicles. And then,
sorry to interrupt you, but I got a quote here about the, maybe a bit more about the game. Okay. Oh, sorry, it's by the, I think one of the producers.
Uh-huh.
He's one of the producers. I can't pronounce his name. It's Masachika Kawatawa. Sorry, I butchered his name probably. But yeah, he's talking about the game a bit. Let me just, what we're looking to do is to go back to a very dark style Resident Evil. Dark is really a key word for the game. So I saw examples of this in Leon Kennedy and Claire Redfield fought side by side in a zombie range Raccoon City circa Resident Evil 2. He also explained that the development team is putting a lot of care, a lot of detail into improving how the camera system works on an all-rail shooter. So I think that's it. But yeah, so very dark game apparently.
Dark in its name, I would assume so.
Yeah. I think that they're meaning that it's gonna be a lot more scarier.
I mean,
I hope so. The first one wasn't too scary, like startling.
No, it wasn't. Not really.
It was just like, you know, you saw everything coming, kind of. Oh, there's a bunch of dead bodies on the floor. Oh, look, they all stood up slowly. Come up. Yeah, oh, there's five of them. Bang, 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 headshot.
Pretty cool. And another thing was that the you are in co-op, you're with somebody else, and you can actually see the other person walking in front of you. Like, you can actually see them, and it's not like, you know, behind you or like right next to you. They're like actually like people moving, like your co-op guy or girl or whatever. And like, to tell you the truth, the game looks nice. Any on-rail shooter ever. I just read them. And like me, what they had to do for me to buy the game will be a long game, not a 4 or 5 hours or 3 hours on-rail shooter, but a long game with a story, like, you know, something that's going on, and online co-op. If they have online co-op and the game is more than 6 hours, probably like 10 hours, and there's some kind of multiplayer or whatever, something cool, high score or whatever, scoreboard or whatever. But if there's online co-op, I'll probably buy the game.
Review it.
Yes, exactly.
Rich, I think you're the first one that has said I'm gonna buy the game regardless.
Well, I mean, because the first one was good, and this one looks even better.
I'm just gonna say though that, yeah, like, I'm with you on that. Like the first one was good. The only thing that disappoints me is that way Capcom teased it, like, we always be very happy, and I think I overhyped it for myself. I was thinking, you know, a remake of Code Veronica or two. That's what I was thinking at first. Apparently not the case. But, you know, it's not like, you know, Mario Kart was a bad game. It was a good game. It was just, we're getting a lot of, you know, on-rail shooters. It's like becoming like, you know, almost like the party game thing where we had a flood of party games. Maybe not so much for the on-rail shooter, but we're getting...
If you really think about it, there isn't all that many rail shooters on the system compared to, like, any other genres. Think about how many racing games there are, how many adventure games.
But, like, recently I'm talking about, like, you know, think about it. Like,
I know that's the only thing that it is. It's that, yeah, it's just recent.
Yeah,
House of the Dead came out, and then Dead Space and Resident Evil were announced.
That's what I was alluding to. Like, you know, we seem to be getting, now we're getting a bunch of, you know, on-rail shooters now. That's what I was alluding to.
The way I look at it is, like, we're getting this, great names of game, but we're getting like our own rail shooter part. Like, first announcement was Dead Space is a third person shooter that you explore and you do stuff, and like, we get an own rail shooter, and it's like, why are we getting on rail shooters of games that are not on rails? I think that's the problem that I have. Like, Resident Evil is not really an on rail shooter, but just for us, for we
gamers, Chronicles worked all right. It wasn't like, you know,
yeah,
that, like, you know, the other one, the Gun Survivor.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. Like, it's not essentially a on rail shooter. It's a.
I understand what you're saying. You thought, you know, it was gonna be RE4 game, like, you know, gameplay, but,
yeah,
you know, new adventure or whatever.
Exactly, but that's the thing that makes me, like, pissed. What they're basically saying is, they're thinking, okay, the Wii is a family-friendly console, and best genre for a first-person shooter, instead of doing a whole full first-person shooter, the best thing we can do is an on-rail, so it will be more family-friendly. You know what I mean? Like, that's the thought behind it. They're thinking, like, okay, since the Wii is family-friendly, right, we have a first-person shooter over here. That is really good. Let's just make it on rails so it's family friendly, more family friendly for the family. You know what I mean? For the Wii.
I think on rail shooters are fun, though, no matter if they were reduced or not. I mean, they are fun playing with people. You know, I think they're trying to just make it so more people can see how good
the problem.
Series is.
Hey, yeah,
it's just that, like, why can't we have another Resident Evil 4-esque adventure, or, you know, or something more akin to, like, the older Resident Evil? Why does it always have to be something that seems, you know, very light on story and action? Not action, but very light on, like, you know, like, you're not, like, with the first person shooter, like, first on rail shooter, you're very limited in what the things you can do. You can point and shoot. Whereas other games, like, in the series, you know, you're evading enemies, you're shooting enemies, you're solving puzzles.
I mean,
like, why can't we have those kind of games? Why is it always something that's, like, you know, so restrictive?
I think I know what Capcom is doing. I think what they're doing is, and since whatever Rich said, since more people will likely buy the on-rail shooter, because it's an on-rail shooter, it's family-friendly, they're kind of introducing Resident Evil to those people, and they're also bringing the ports. So probably their strategy is, okay, let's introduce this game to the new people playing the Wii. It's an on-rail shooter. Everybody can pick it up and play. We're introducing the genre, the series, and then whenever they see the name, they're gonna buy the ports. You know what I mean?
So instead of it being for fans, it's for everyone else.
Exactly.
The Wii fans are supposed to be happy. The ones
that,
you know, I think we're pretty familiar with the Resident Evil brand already.
said that's the problem that I'm seeing with developers. That's what I think they're trying to do. They're putting the Wii apart as a family-friendly console. They're bringing the brand, the big names, the AAA games, but they're not bringing it as the AAA games. They're bringing it and then making it family-friendly.
The IP and not necessarily the gameplay with it.
Yeah, they're just putting it family-friendly in the Wii console.
I mean, they keep saying, you know, we're examining Resident Evil, you know, seeing how it does on the Wii. 2 million sellers, you know, not only Umbrella Chronicles, but, you know, Resident Evil 4, which is like the piss port of the game, and win a million. Don't you think maybe they want something like a Resident Evil 4 on the Wii? Maybe not Resident Evil 5, maybe not that, but adventure like that. That's that, you know, it plays like Resident Evil 4, but different environment, different setting, etc.
They're probably thinking, oh, we're bringing the ports, so they're going to be happy with the ports. I'm tired of the freaking ports.
I don't mind ports, but damn it, like, get the port good. Don't make it half-assed. Oh, we're just gonna repackage the old GameCube games, pack some Wii controls.
But still, we played that game, like, 10 years ago. Bring us something new. Let us play something new. I mean, I'm fine with the ports, as long as they at least bring us something new. Stop with
Didn't you just say, like, two seconds ago that you weren't fine with the port?
As long as they bring us something new.
Wait, just so you know, they are bringing something new. It's called Resident Evil Dark Side
Chronicles. Ha ha ha, you're so hilarious, Rich.
It's new, man.
It's new. It's a freaking all rare series for family-friendly purposes.
There's nothing wrong with the Unreal shooters, man.
There's nothing wrong. I'm with you, man. There's nothing wrong. It's just that I think I overhyped it for myself. I thought I really was thinking, you know, RE2 remake. RE Code Veronica remake. That's what I think I overhyped it for myself. So when I saw Dark Side Chronicles, I'm like, maybe I gotta wait maybe a couple days for it to, you know, sink in.
If you really think about it, there's less than 10 Unreal shooters on the Wii. I think it's
but
like maybe
let me ask you something.
How many good adventure games are there on the Wii, though?
Exactly. There is a
how
ton
good
of
survival horror games are there on the Wii. It's like not many.
But let me ask you something. How many Unreal shooters are in the Xbox 360 or the PS3?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Just give me an estimate. How many you think Unreal shooters?
Not many.
I don't know. I don't think there's.
I wouldn't think it would do very well.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
that's my point.
With the Wii Remote, that's the thing. It works well with the Wii Remote, the concept of an Unreal shooter. But it's a double-edged sword, I guess, in art. I think me and JP really want that, you know, RE experience instead of a real Unreal shooter. But the Wii Remote lends itself to it so well. It's like, it's not really a bad gameplay choice.
The problem is that it also works well with normal first-person shooters. I mean, we play Metroid. We play Battle of Honor Heroes 2. We're gonna play the Conduit. They all play frequently well. They play good. They don't have to be on rails to play good on the Wii. Yeah, you know, point and shoot.
Don't tell me you want a first person shooter Resident Evil.
No. I'm not saying that. But they brought Resident Evil 4. They brought in support and it worked perfectly well with the Wii Mode 2.
Just think with Capcom, they don't want to spend that kind of time on a Wii game.
Screw
like,
them.
You know, Resident Evil 4 took 4 years, right? Of scrapped ideas and. But maybe they don't want to spend another 4 years making another Resident Evil game that won't. Because on the Wii, it won't be as praised as it would be if it was on, like, you know, a 360. Because, you know, Wii's always kind of, you know what I mean? Like, the half-shaped brother or something like that. Like, you know what I'm talking about, man.
I'm sick
like,
of
Wii games are always under, like, you know, second tier always. It never seems to be on top unless it's a Metroid or Zelda or.
I'm sick of third-party developers. Sick of them.
He's sick of it. Don't want them anymore.
I'm being serious. It's like EA with freaking Dead Space, whatever they said with the on-rails, why they went on-rails. Oh, because, you know, that's the Wii audience. That's, you know, that's how the Wii plays on-rails. So, yeah, screw them.
On-rail games are fun. There are not many.
On-rail games could be fun.
There are not Rich. That many on the system.
The problem is, Rich. The problem is, again.
I mean, there isn't many RPGs, but no one's thinking RPGs for the system. There isn't that many adventure games, not many good adventure games. No one wants to make any of those. It's like,
Rich.
Looking at maybe because they saw some of the older, like, you know, like some of the other games like Umbrella Chronicles and maybe the House of Dead port and the other games, Ghost Squad, maybe those sold reasonably well. And they're like, oh, this person's Unreal shooters are what's selling, so let's make lots of those. Until, you know, the next thing comes out that people seem to buy.
I'm just saying.
It's a good strategy.
I'm just saying, on rails, yeah, they're fun. I'm not saying they're not fun. I mean,
I'm getting a little sick of them, man.
It's like, not I just getting.
I rented House of Dead port of the ports. Played Ghost Squad. I bought them from Chronicles. I'm thinking about buying House of Dead. Maybe after Mad World. I don't really want any more on-rail shooters. Maybe I brought Darkside Chronicles to be the last one that I buy.
But I mean, my point is, on-rails are fun. Yeah, they're fun. Okay, fine. I'm fine with that, Rich. The problem that I have is, okay, we got Ghost Squad. That's an on-rail shooter from the arcades. Yeah, bring it up to the Wii. It's an on-rail shooter. Okay, let's play it. Let's buy it. Fine. House of the Dead, on-rail shooter. It's an original, on-rail shooter. Bring it to the Wii, on-rail shooter. Fine. Don't freaking bring me an adventure game, third-person game that you actually explore and you do stuff. Put in a freaking on-rail shooter too. And that's with Dead Space. Dead Space is like, Dead Space is for you to explore, walk, do your stuff. Don't freaking pour it as a freaking on-rail.
Let me ask something real quick. If Nintendo made a Mario on-rail shooter, would you buy it?
That's the thing. If a game plays well, you're gonna buy it. Like, I play all I want about Darkside Chronicles. I think just because I'm expecting, a remake that maybe I'm a little disappointed, but if it plays well, I'm probably gonna get it.
You gotta admit,
Rich, you're really pulling for a good, remake. Like, maybe RE4 controls and Code Veronica or something like that. You're gonna pull it for that, come on.
Well, yeah, of course, but I don't know. The one thing I like about on-rail shooters is it's more of like a cinematic experience where you don't have to go around and search for stuff. More of you watch more instead of having to look for stuff, if you understand what I'm saying.
But I
so you're not a fan of those? I always like exploring, man. That's what I like about the old Resident Evil. That's why I all the puzzle elements out of Resident Evil, and I like those. It made me think. It was like,
yeah.
Now they took it out and, made it more of an action game, which is why I'm sort of disappointed with, what I know Resident Evil 5 would probably be, an action game rather than...
I'm just going to leave you guys with a thought. Like, keep buying those freaking on-rail shooters from big games that you actually did in the other consoles. They're actually, like, first-person shooters or third-person shooters. Keep buying those on-rails. And at the end of the day, we're going to get a freaking Red Steel as an on-rail. We're going to get Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare 2. We're going to get as an on-rail 2. Yeah, Metroid, that's an on-rail too. It's not good.
You know what I was thinking would be a good idea? Oh. Make your own on-rail shooter. You make your own on-rail shooter. That's the whole game. That's it. You make your own on-rail shooter. You can send it off to people to play.
That's a great idea. Then they will stop making on-rail shooters.
See? It's a good idea.
That's the best idea ever. I mean, if you make your own on-rail shooters, then you don't have to make any more on-rail shooters.
Yeah, you won't have to buy it anymore because you can create them yourself. Bam. See? Solution oriented right here.
We got a powerful mind over here. Are you on drugs?
I played the fifth.
Baseball.
There we go, see?
That's a good idea, though. I'm with you.
Alright, I think that's it.
Exactly, because it's about time for me to go back to sleep.
It's about time for me to buy a Resident Evil 5.
And time for me to buy a Matt World. So...
Oh yeah, I gotta go check and see if that's in... No, it's 9:30, it's not going.
But I guess we're done with our podcast number 8. Is it 8?
Should be number 9. Should be number 9.
Should be number 9. But
JP does not want to upload the last episode because he gets clowned on that a lot.
Yeah. But for
good games.
If you guys want to hear the last episode, email me at jp2123@twgnews.com. I think we're done with podcast number 8. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. Remember to review our podcast in iTunes. Send us some podcast questions at tips@twgnews.com.
We don't have any podcast questions.
Yeah, so please send those.
We're so lonely over here, people.
Yeah.
Please, we need your love.
You only got me, JP, Rich, and the monkey.
Exactly.
I know. You can imagine what's going on over here, right?
That's not cool. But anyways, and don't forget to take our survey. So have a good weekend. And enjoy your spring break too in 2 weeks or whatever. So, bye.